Spoiler alert, bitches.
Ice Bear would have been less charming.
Welcome to the something.
The cartoon! Yes.
Welcome to the cartoon something. You know whatever podcast.
I didn't say cartoon.
You said welcome.
No, you just something.
Just right there, you said welcome to the something, as if you're trying to prove a point. What something are you talking about? How about you say damn name of the podcast?
Welcome to the cartoon something, you know whatever podcast.
Cartoon something, you know whatever podcast.
I was watching something earlier today, and how at one point the way Dragon Ball Z starts, you would think that Gohan was supposed to be the main character of the entire series, but he didn't like the way he made him. How Gohan doesn't really like to fight, just to fight like Goku does, and so that's why he slowly pushes him away, and so that's probably why we don't see him as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Pretty much after the Buu saga.
After the Cell Saga, Buu Saga.
During the Buu Saga is when he started going down, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did get up really high when he got Grand Elder Kai and became Ultimate Gohan or Mystic Gohan, whatever you want to call him.
Well, let me ask you guys this side, just on the sidebar. Mm-hmm. If Gohan had kept up with his training,
he would have been the strongest Saiyan.
He would be the strongest. So we'll be seeing a Super Saiyan 3, right?
I'll say, look, at the start of Dragon Ball Super, he was the strongest.
Yeah. He was still. That's right after the Buu saga.
Right.
And he was stronger than Gotenks when they were Super Saiyan 3. Just regular Ultimate Gohan.
Gohan, yeah. He could kill. That could have been a kill for Gohan. Super Buu.
Yeah, we talked about that on a previous episode. Yeah. All the potential kills that he could have had and all the kills he actually got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
but it would have been nice to see him fight again, but now he's a family man, and he's almost, I just don't want, he's too good of a character to be thrown away like a tree like Yamcha. Yamcha has more episode airtime on this show than Gohan does.
Oh, God.
Aw, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
I wish I had like a gallon of this.
You can take it with you.
Well, I mean, it's not enough.
Actually, you know, I think Shane is looking for that.
Well, it's gone now.
Shane, can you get your lotion? Oh, that's something.
What?
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast?
That does not work for you. You are taking Aja's place. That is not good.
Yeah.
That is her stuff. No. You come up with your own shit.
I do. Oh, folks. You always bash it.
Yes, I know. You need to come up with something better.
Piece of shit.
I have yet to meet this Aja.
I sit on your ass right now.
Yeah.
That's so gay. Why would you do that? Just think before you say something. What? I will sit on you right now. What?
How's that gay?
I'm sitting in a chair, so you're just gonna sit on me?
See, now you're putting parameters around it to make it gay. See, all I said was I'm gonna sit on you. You thinking so totally different to where your dick is out, and I'm just like,
why is my dick out? My dick is laying down.
No one's in, guys.
Oh my gosh.
This is not that podcast.
Anywho. Yeah, y'all heard the voice. Well, they heard the voice. They heard one new voice. Introduce yourself, Darkness.
Hi, my name is Ryan, a.k.a. Chocolate Chip, a.k.a. Darkness, a.k.a. Ryan Shadows, a.k.a.
Oh, yeah! That was
Ryan Shadows?
Yeah, I made a wrestler on, what was it, WWE 12?
What?
Ryan Shadows. Okay. Remember that picture he posted of us when we was at the pool by Javon's talking about Dark people are scared to come out in the sun. Come on,
no, because y'all was no, you guys were in the shade at the time.
Just relaxing, man. We're by the pool, man.
Yeah, sure. The darkest two people out there, not in the pool.
We finally
two of the three darkest people out there.
Eventually came out to the pool.
Mm, it took y'all.
Bro. I got in. Did you get in?
I got in.
I don't remember you getting in.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember you getting in.
I was in there.
Oh wait, no, he was because we had to wear different clothes coming out.
Yeah, yes. I was wearing Javon shorts.
What? Y'all switched shorts and clothes in the pool?
No.
We got in the pool. We didn't have anything else to switch out of, so Javon's going to bring some of her clothes down for us to wear. Yeah. Anywho, why do those pants still fit you right?
I was gonna say
that's
they kind of big.
No, I'm talking about what the clothes she brought down that night.
Why they didn't? Or they
no,
didn't?
They fit. The clothes she brought you fit you perfectly.
I don't know. Javon wears. I don't know because
I don't know. Skinny motherfucker. That's why.
Look at you.
With your peanut sized Ben Gordon looking ass.
Hey,
do me right.
That's not something you want to follow up after I said.
Do me right. Guy, do me right, Heavy D.
I know, but
fuck you. Shut up.
Lyrics.
Anywho,
not the way you said.
Do me right,
you old slut king.
Somebody do me right.
Go find you a hoe out there on Third Street.
All right.
Yeah. Go to Maine.
Matter of fact, the shadow's right out there. Go get her. On this episode of Cartoons, something you know, fuck you.
God, you just get worse.
What? I'm the only one here, though, so I can do whatever I want to.
Lord, let's.
I think we let you try the intro,
and yeah, it just.
You fucked it up.
Yeah. Y'all know who the fuck this is. Gosh. Yeah, we starting off like that.
As usual.
I need a Fanta. Can you give me a Fanta?
No, you got two good working legs.
All right.
Get your own.
Carry the show while I'm gone.
Yeah.
I said carry the show while I'm gone. Don't make it die.
Come on, co-host.
Hello, folks. This is, So what?
You're bombing.
I'm bombing.
That means doing bad.
I gotta be in the mood, man. I gotta be in the mood.
Well, back again from Orlando's living room. This is the cartoon. You come on. I gave
cartoon something, you know, whatever the podcast.
Beep.
So I see I have to be the one to always do the intros from here on out.
I gotta be feeling, man. I gotta be
feeling. Geez, you ain't gotta be feeling. Just go out and say it. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Oh, I was silent. I didn't know what to say.
You just talk.
I just froze them.
Go ahead.
Like,
go give it a practice round right now. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it now. Matt already said that.
Well, sure. I can edit this shit. Go ahead. Let's go. 1, 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome to Cartoon Something New Word Podcast. Of course.
You suck. Get him off the air. Anybody but him.
Boss man! Boom!
Hey, you remember all good cooking?
Yeah. Oh,
shut this shit up. This shit is trash.
Yeah, they called in on the radio. She was like rapping. Oh, this shit is trash. Sway was wrong for that.
I know, man.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you done, though. Thanks.
Because you kind of did just blitz through the whole cartoon something, you know, whatever podcast. You didn't even get the cartoon or whatever out.
Welcome to the something.
The cartoon! Yes.
Welcome to the cartoon something, you know, whatever podcast.
I didn't say cartoon.
You said welcome.
No, you just something.
Just right there, you said welcome to the something, as if you're trying to prove a point. What something are you talking about? How about you say damn name of the podcast? It's cartoon something. I need to lower my voice.
You know whatever podcast. You've done this before.
So what are we talking about?
You know, Dragon Ball Super. We're taking let me rephrase that. This is a break before we get into the Steven Universe talk series.
It's been good. It's been really good.
Some episodes have been recorded. I might re-record over them. I don't know. Fuck it. We'll see.
Fuck it.
Anywho, this is the Dragon Ball Super episode. Again, yes, I know. Wow, how many of these episodes have we done about Dragon Ball Z or Super?
This would be like the second or third one. Yeah. We've done a movie.
That's a movie, a special.
Mm-hmm. And then we did up like to the first, certain point.
Yeah. So this one will basically cover all of the Universe 6 battles, and do y'all want to cover this?
Right now, it seems like it's filler episodes right now.
Yeah, it's just filler.
So we're just doing the Universe 6?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So,
I look like Mr. Popo.
Yes! for Halloween. Oh my god!
I don't know how people would feel about that because you had the lips.
Yeah, red, like blackface.
And then people really take that offense to that.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah. Looking like
one of those. Okay, we'll leave the lips alone, and we'll just do the rest.
Or just do this. Poke them lips out, and then you go. So anyway. The Universe 6 versus Universe 7 tournament. Who was Universe 6? Oh, no. Goku and him was Universe 7, right?
They, I think so.
Okay, so yeah, Universe 7. Yeah, because Universe 6 was Champ. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, so. Spoiler alert, bitches. Universe 6 won, 7 won. Monoka beat Hit.
Yeah.
By the way, I did say that before it was even revealed that Monoka wasn't really that strong.
Yeah, he wasn't strong at all.
Yeah, it was all Beerus' idea.
Because it was funny every time his name was mentioned. Oh, Beerus was there to block him. Oh wow.
What are you doing? Oh my god, this man.
Oh my god, I'm Ryan.
Dude, he looked just like Ryan.
It do.
He's a little fat in the face.
Yeah. Well, what's your point? You got a mustache, that's about it?
I will sick him on you.
I hate that, man.
Okay, cool. Come on. We got 50 we could drop right now.
Y'all ain't dropping 50 on us again.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
In our lifetime, we're not dropping 50 on y'all again.
Oh, cover your noses. Cover your noses. What? Something just slipped.
Oh, you want to drop bombs, huh?
Oh, no, come on, let's go.
No. He's angry. What the fuck? I'm about to get out of here, man. And that's supposed to cartoon something you know on the podcast.
Bruh.
That took it too far.
No, he didn't.
Yo, anyway. Man was in the air. His ass was in the air, man.
Apple bottom jeans, baby. Oops.
Bruh. Oh, God.
And the whole club was looking at her.
She hit her. The flow.
Next thing you know, she was sucking on my dick. Dick.
Got way out of hand.
So anyway, order of elimination for anyone who didn't watch it or who is watching it and just wants to know how the fuck everything transpired. They had to take a written test. Majin Buu was instantly eliminated because, well, of course.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Majin Buu.
He would have been probably helpful on the team.
He would. Because
he wouldn't have had, Great Nipple Man.
Yeah. So let's see. Where are we at now? Okay, so yeah. Goku was up first for their universe, and he went really up against that bear, honey, that Winnie the Pooh looking Winnie motherfucker. Pooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like absorb all his attacks or his blows.
Mm-hmm. Basically the Majin Buu, that
pretty thing. Much, yeah.
Threw him out with a Samoan toss, Samoan drop, or arm, leg drop, whatever the fuck. He just tossed him out the ring. Mm. Grabbed him by the legs, laid him on his belly, tossed him out the ring. There we go. Then here comes Frost. Frost is Universe 6's counterpart to Frieza.
Yep.
At the time, we all thought he was something good, and then, oh, come to find out, no, he's something evil. He's an evil motherfucker. He starts wars just to cash in on a profit. That is extremely smart. Sounds like something else that other countries in this world do. Hey, I don't know. I'm talking shit.
It just got real.
What the fuck? So then in comes Piccolo. Piccolo fights Frost. He too then loses. But then in the middle of that whole thing happening, Jocko, you know, the patrolman.
Yeah, has Crystal Bulma.
Mm-hmm.
He really do like Bulma.
He recognizes that there's foul play at hand.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that Frost has been using the poisonous needle in his arm. Vegeta tells Piccolo to give up. Let him quit so I can fight him because I want to beat his ass. Okay, cool. That happens. Vegeta comes in. One punch mans him out the ring.
Yeah.
Then came... what's his name?
The robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name.
The lava thingy guy absorbs lava's power.
Also,
Metal Man.
Yeah.
Shenanigans then ensue because then that's when Champa wants to create a cage barrier so that the Metal Man has he has an advantage. Vegeta gets pissed that he's saved by the lightest bit of glass that was broke, lightest bit of ring that was broken off. He rises up. He's looking all pissed as a motherfucker. He then shouts out insultful words towards the Metal Man, meaning the Metal Man now no longer can fight. Yeah, go figure.
Yep.
Who's next?
Like the Tin Man.
Right.
From the Wizard of Oz.
Nice homage. Then after that came Cabal, and well, that was a little bit underwhelming.
Yep, Goku or Vegeta took care of him.
And trained him at the same time. Yeah, right. You heard that, right? Vegeta trained somebody. That's not named Trunks. Then enters Hit, who completely makes Vegeta look like his bitch, and makes all the Vegeta fanboys on the internet cry like little bitches. My God.
I certainly cried.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. We got a Vegeta fanboy in here. How did you feel
when you saw that? Actually, real talk, I knew Hit was going to be like the strongest dude.
Everybody knew Hit was going to be the strongest guy.
Yeah, he was actually pretty cool. I liked his, how he could freeze time or something like that.
He just, he goes forward in time.
Like a few seconds. A tenth of a second. Increasing over time.
His power is improvement.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I think, though, if you actually watched the stuff, you would have known that he was the strongest simply by the fact that when the intro happened and they showed all the Universe 6 fighters, he was the last one. So then usually, you said he was the strongest.
I'm aware.
I understand you saying that you're aware, but
Move forward!
Nigga.
I'll beat you, right?
Right. So then here comes Goku, and everybody's now freaking out because, okay, if Goku can't beat this, that means, okay, well, hey, maybe Monoka can do it. Nope. Piccolo over here is Beerus and Whis talking about, hey, this guy ain't no shit. So now he's worried, like, Goku, you got to do something about this. Goku then finds a way to counteract the time skip for about a tenth of a second, and he has spotted a weakness in Hit's abilities. But then Hit surprises him by going, okay, I can go 0.2 seconds into time. Okay, no, then I'll go 0.5 seconds. Then Goku unleashes Trump card saying, hey, okay, fine. I was hoping to save this for Beerus, but here's what we're going to do. I'm going to use the Kaioken. Thank you for bringing back the Kaioken.
I forgot about that.
I was like, that's the only thing you could use that. Then he goes 10 times while it's Super Saiyan God.
He almost kills himself.
They have a nice little fight going off of air. And then, oh, hey, Goku, Shampa and Beerus get into an argument. Goku jumps off the bridge of the stage. He's eliminated. Monoka comes in. He's scared as a motherfucker. He hits Hit. And Hit flies off all of alone. And okay, yeah, match over. Universe 7 wins. Hit's ready to fight Shampa. Shampa's now pissed off. He's ready to kill everybody on his team. All of a sudden, the Omni King comes down. And Beerus and Shampa go down there. All the Kais come down there. Goku walks up to the guys as if it's nothing. Everybody's freaking out. He's like, oh no, he can kill us all within the shot of a dime. And then everything's set up for us so where we can have another tournament later on down the road. Yes, I went through that all fast, but I don't really give a fuck.
I only missed one thing. The reason Hit won against Monoka is because Goku and Hit overheard how they're just pretty much pawns in this tournament, and that pissed him off. So he said, oh, let's overthrow them by losing on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get into that later. Anyway. So, matter of fact, I can get into that now.
Well, let's go.
Shit. Shampa, I don't get that.
He's a lazy fuck.
Well,
I'm so sorry. God,
how you really feel?
That slipped out. I am so sorry.
He's a lazy fuck.
Oh my God. Oh, that slipped out.
So
I do not like his character.
No, because here's the thing that I didn't get. He just said how Goku and Hit overheard them talking about how they were pawns. Okay, him and Cabal had the same talk, and as he was saying it, Goku and Hit's eyes both kind of had that little leer in their face, and he freaked out. So then why is it that all of a sudden now Hit's at your feet, now you want to be angry and badass and say, okay, no, now we can fight for real. It's like, okay, wait, hold on, do I have to take you seriously now, or what?
Right.
The assassin has just shown you he can jump into time.
Yeah.
You were stunned that he could do that. Beerus was a little stunned that he could do that.
Yeah, and he can still increase it.
Too. Exactly. So why should I not believe that Hit could beat Shampa? I'm not going to say he could beat Beerus because Beerus didn't look that stunned.
Not at all.
Beerus actually was like, oh, shoot, I want to be down there fighting.
Yeah.
But okay, anyway.
Shampa doesn't train at all. He just eats and sleeps.
But I mean, he's a god, so.
I am God.
Think about it, Beerus until...
He sleeps all day.
Until now. Now he sees Goku and Vegeta right there. It's like, okay, I might want to do a little training. Because there is that opportunity that they could get him. But Shampa, like, what do you got? Any disappointments from this arc?
I mean, I've enjoyed it. It's
so far. I've enjoyed it. It's just over. It's classic Toriyama, for real.
Yeah. Oh, Vegeta fanboy crying tears now.
Yeah,
not at all. Just classic.
You do realize that Vegeta had the most eliminations in this tournament, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, just yeah, what, two or three?
Yeah, three.
Really?
Didn't even have to go Super Saiyan God and won all of them. That was weird.
Not annoying at all.
So, come on, Vegeta fanboy. What would you have changed about that arc?
I wish Vegeta got the kill on Frost, but it was a tournament you couldn't kill.
Yeah.
What else? I wish Vegeta did put up a little bit. I wish Toriyama made Vegeta a bit of a challenge between him and Hit, because he did go in Super Saiyan God. And because pretty much Goku and Vegeta are like the same level in God form. Mm. So if Goku could stay in God Goku form doing? Against Hit, mm-hmm. how come Vegeta couldn't stand with Hit at first? That was crazy.
Okay, well, Goku did explain why he didn't.
Yeah.
Because going Super Saiyan God at the start used up a lot of energy.
True. Yeah.
Vegeta did that at the start.
Oh, no. Yeah.
After having fought three straight battles. One in which he didn't expend that much energy, one in which he trained someone, and the other, okay, he had to use some energy. Any more tears from the fanboy? Vegeta fanboy?
Nah, really. I mean, I've been enjoying it so far. Dragon Ball Super. It's cool. I like it. Recent episodes. Tournament was cool. Can't wait for the next one.
Speak up some, man. Damn, you know you got that deep-ass voice. You better scoot up to the mic.
You know, just give it to him. Let him hold the mic.
Shit.
Hold it double clutch.
I did just kind of notice some of these lines started disappearing. I was like, oh, shit. Speak up. Don't move the fuck.
They're disappearing.
You can cut that out.
No, you can't.
I can't.
Oh, my bad.
It's in the middle.
The best I can do is minimize the sound effect, but then it's going to sound all fucked up and weird.
All right, but anyway. No, yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. It's been cool. Can't wait for the next one. Still shocked about how the king of everything, what he looked like. I was not expecting. Yeah, I was not. Yeah, I was not expecting that at all. Like, but it was pretty badass because he did give Champa and Beerus their title, God of Destruction, mm-hmm. and he said you could easily be replaced with somebody else. So that's pretty badass. I admit it really was. So, all I got to say.
What was that Saiyan's name?
From the Universe 6?
Yeah.
Cobble.
Yeah, he was probably the one thing that was disappointing. But again, he was a kid. I don't know how old he was, but
yeah,
he looked like a teenager or something like that. He almost looks like Vegeta's brother.
Yeah.
Tarble.
Yeah. He reminds me of him.
Is Tarble actually Ken?
Yeah.
It's Ken, okay.
Fuck that. I'm tired of having that disappointment. If it happened, it happened. I don't give a damn if it's canon or not.
I know. People just love that it has to be either canon or not canon.
Well, tell them to go suck a dick.
Can't.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I mean, yeah, you can. You literally can. Yeah, but still, they still go by canon or whatever.
Yeah, but that might have been the most disappointing thing about the tournament was that, and I guess kind of the way it ended, because if it ended truly, I'm pretty sure, well, yeah, Goku did technically lose to Hit, so.
Because Hit would have kept on improving.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, his body just couldn't take the Kaioken.
The thing that most disappointed me is Toriyama had a chance to bring Gohan back in, he didn't.
Yeah, man, all that power is just gone to waste. Like,
I was watching something earlier today, and how at one point the way Dragon Ball Z starts, you would think that Gohan was supposed to be the main character of the entire series, mm-hmm. but he didn't like the way he made him, how Gohan doesn't really like to fight, just to fight like Goku does, and so that's why he slowly pushes him away, and so that's probably why we don't see him as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Pretty much after the Buu saga.
After the Cell saga, Buu saga.
During the Buu saga is when he started going down, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did get up really high when he got Grand Elder Kai and became Ultimate Gohan or Mystic Gohan, whatever you want to call him.
Well, let me ask you guys this, just on the sidebar. If Gohan had kept up with his training,
he would have been the strongest Saiyan.
He would be the strongest. So we'll be seeing a Super Saiyan 3, right?
I'll say, look, at the start of Dragon Ball Super, he was the strongest.
Yeah, he was still. That's right after the Buu saga.
Right.
And he was stronger than Gotenks when they were Super Saiyan 3. Just regular Ultimate Gohan. Ultimate
Gohan, yeah. He could have killed. That could have been a kill for Gohan. Super Buu.
Yeah, we talked about that on a previous episode. Yeah. All the potential kills that he could have had and all the kills he actually got.
Yeah.
But
it would have been nice to see him fight again, but now he's a family man. And he's on. I just don't want. He's too good of a character to be thrown away like a tree like Yamcha. Yamcha has more episode airtime on this show than Gohan does.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man.
Like,
Gohan, yeah, he's different from all the other Saiyans.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you got Goku loves to fight, Vegeta loves to fight. Trunks and Goten love to fight, but they're more so kids.
Yeah, they're kids. Yeah. And you got freaking Pan. Well, she likes to
take adventures.
Yeah. I wonder what Toriyama's gonna do with her.
She's a baby. I don't think we'll see her ever. As much. Like, you'll just see her as a baby, but I don't think we'll get to the point where she's like she was in GT.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think Piccolo's time in the tournament was a little disappointing, too.
Yeah.
I thought...
He could have killed him or beat Frost.
He could. Was that needle attached to his body? Frost body?
It's like it comes out of like his arm, I thought.
Forearm.
Oh, yeah. So it is attached.
So it's like if you touch that forearm, he just pushes it out.
It's
stick
just like having a needle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, like Piccolo, I don't know, he probably could have did that a little different. Because I get why you want Vegeta to get that win over Frost. But who really needs it more, Vegeta or Piccolo?
Piccolo.
Because Vegeta at least got some of the physical revenge on Frieza.
Right, because Frieza took over that whole entire planet.
Frieza blew up Piccolo's planet.
Blew up the planet. Killed so many of his people. Yeah, that was more Piccolo.
Not to mention, Piccolo still has a little bit of nail in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Piccolo kind of needed that more so than Vegeta, in my opinion.
Kamikolo.
Nail, Kami, all at once. Or...
Yeah, but I don't... At this point, I don't know how much stronger Piccolo can get.
I think he's max.
He could probably get a little stronger.
Yeah.
Because he can always train by himself.
And I wonder how he can split himself into two.
Right, and plus he's still young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they age differently.
Yeah. He's an alien.
He's only really 3 years older than...
Gohan,
yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
So then, let's see, that was something I was disappointed in.
What didn't you like?
The way Vegeta ran through all of Universe 6, though.
You didn't like it?
Didn't like that?
Nah.
Or how easy it was?
Yeah, because Frost, I get it, beat his ass, get it out the way. The Tin Man, he could at least make him go Super Saiyan 2. I did like the fact that he brought back the Final Flash.
Yeah.
I love that.
Great move.
Final Flash came back. I was happy.
Yeah.
But still, make him go Super Saiyan 2. Something. Because then it's like, okay, Shampoo, you was talking all that shit about your people, and it's really just these two Saiyans out here beating their asses until we get to hit.
Also, I want to know why Shampa picked the people that he had on his team. Frost can understand the hit.
What's he called? Picked them. The girl, Vados, is her name?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Vados, yeah, she picked them all.
Oh, look at
them. Okay, well, hold on. Because you got Hit, who's an assassin. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Frost?
Yeah. Have no idea why she picked
Actually, that him. Makes that makes sense in a way. It's the counterpart to Frieza.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You
plus, she also told Shopper, look, you didn't say if they were good or bad. I just got him because I got him. He was strong, true, so I got him.
And then the Saiyan boy.
Yeah.
Actually, the Tin Man makes sense all the way up until you realize his biggest weakness is his mental stability. And that you have to adjust the ring in order for him to fight well. Because he can't fly.
Yeah.
He's stationary.
It was like, okay. And even then, his power wasn't that strong.
Just lava. Or fire, or whatever that shit was.
He powered himself up, so. It was enough to give Vegeta a run in regular form.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of Super Saiyan, but then all of a sudden, you Iron Freak.
That just killed him.
And he's done.
And Whis gonna go over there and say, you didn't have to say that, though.
Right. He over there crying. He over there was head down and everything.
The fact that Frost was... No. Frost being knocked out after he was eliminated the entire way after that.
He slept for a long time.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, like, he get punched in the face by Vegeta. Full power. Then he goes and tries to get the,
Yes.
All that gold.
Oh, yeah, Kid Buu.
My villain. It's my villain.
Yeah, he tried to go then get the prizes.
Right, and hits right there to stop him. It's like, damn.
Hit almost killed him, didn't it? Or was about to, or was thinking about it.
Yeah, because Vados was about to come down there and do something.
Yeah, because he was trying to get all that gold and Lee and Jet out of there. He wouldn't have got far anyway.
What do you mean he wouldn't have got far? Why wouldn't he have gotten far? Who's to say he couldn't have gotten far? He could have went somewhere else. I'm just kidding.
He wouldn't have gotten far. No.
But yeah, that's... There's something else I didn't like about that arc. So about that Shenron god.
Damn, the super dragon.
Yeah.
God damn, what, the Dragon Balls are huge.
Yeah.
Size of a planet. So they went
inside
to talk to him inside his own body.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty badass. I like that. Well, I like the design of the dragon. It was cool.
It was weird.
It was weird.
It was super huge and whatnot.
And then you had to go inside it.
Just to talk to him, yeah.
And then talk in a different language.
Yeah.
Only Beerus could talk to it. It's like, okay.
Wait, what do they call it? God language or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And the only wish was to give Champa an earth.
So that he can enjoy the goodness.
Am I the only one who's starting to get tired of these tournaments in Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
No, you're not. I'm with you on that.
Because I'm ready for like a traditional villain that we have and we fight, but
yeah,
the tournaments, they're cool in Dragon Ball. They're perfect for Dragon Ball, actually. Then Dragon Ball Z was the first one I can think of.
The World Martial Arts. Yeah, the Other World Tournament. Yeah, the Cell Games.
Yeah.
That was like three of them back to back. All three back to back to back.
Yeah, but there's just always a tournament going on when you ring out and stuff like that. I want a real villain.
Yeah.
And
the problem with that, though, is like you get a real villain, like, okay, is he going to be stronger than Beerus? And if so, we got luck.
I almost want them out of the show.
Oh, Beerus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like handicapping it. Because anything that really happens, they're not going to let it just end them. They're going to eventually chime in and help, just like they did in the movie.
Yeah, but don't forget, Beerus did say that there's other gods up there stronger than he is.
Yeah, but...
Or was it...
Okay, so can we work to getting up there then?
Yeah, I know.
Like, Goku's already hinted, like, hey, he's working on it, but can we speed up that process?
Yeah. I think Toriyama's going to do a couple more filler episodes, of course. So he could think about what he's going to do next.
No, because I think they're already in the bag. He just...
Yeah.
So did they pretty much make him invincible?
Who, Goku?
No, Lord Beerus.
He could be...
Not...
He can go part of par. Goku can go part of par with him.
Goku just can't last as long.
Yeah.
So Lord Beerus is just sitting back, watching them fight everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If he's not sleeping.
Yeah, or
and then he comes down and says, okay, hey, make me some food.
Or he'll destroy the earth.
Mm-hmm. What type of command?
Well, he likes the food. Wouldn't you do that if you had control over a planet? You have all that power. You know, the only two people that can stop you, one ain't trying to fuck with you, the other one ain't got the stamina.
Yeah.
So, who's the other one? Vegeta?
Vegeta's the one that's not trying to fuck
with him. He ain't trying to fuck with him.
Goku's the one that just ain't got the stamina.
I like how, I did like when, they had, Toriyama has showed, like,
something in the past of how Beerus came to like Planet Vegeta at the time. And Vegeta was a little boy, and he was there talking to King Vegeta. Mm-hmm. I like that. That was pretty cool. I like that little moment, little scene. King Vegeta with that little goatee, man. A true player.
I wonder, is that makes you think like King Vegeta fathered Nappa, because Nappa's the only other Saiyan that has facial hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost in the same way as King Vegeta.
Well, no, because if it goes without being contained, because you know Vegeta probably shaves his, because Vegeta and Goku came out that time chamber all beards.
In the manga?
Yes. Oh. Before they went to the tournament.
Oh.
They came out the time chamber after training for about 3 days. Mm. Had full long beards. Mm. Oh. It was a shock to everybody. Like, oh shit, they can actually grow hair.
Grow hair, yeah. Oh, and also GT. Vegeta grew a mustache.
Not that sound.
That's the one I don't mind anybody saying it's not canon. I'll still treat it as its own separate entity, but I ain't. Nah, we ain't talking about it in respect to. If we ain't talking about Omega Shenron Super Saiyan 4, Goku Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta, or Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, I don't want to talk about it.
Especially the way.
Or Legic.
Who?
Legic.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly. Like a butt for a head.
Oh, God.
The green guy?
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
I didn't like him.
My asshole hurts.
What?
Don't know why the good people of Cartoon Something, you know, whatever, need to hear that.
Because I'm random and they know it by now.
Yeah.
And if you don't get to know me.
Get to know him.
As best as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much that's how it is.
But this filler arc that's happening right now, have you seen the episode's up to, what episode are we on, 45? Actually, 46 was just released tonight, so.
Really?
Yeah. So when you wake up in the morning, the subtitles should be there.
Okay. Because I looked on there today.
It usually comes out at around, the raw edit comes out at around like 10, 10:30 on Saturdays, and then the subtitles up by Sunday morning.
Gotcha. I was looking for that. That was late.
Unless you know Japanese.
Yeah, which I don't. None of us do.
I don't know.
So none of the episodes are in English?
None.
Not yet.
You're not even in America yet.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
It's just subtitles.
Or it's fan dub or whatever.
They do a decent job, man.
They do a terrible job as Vegeta. And Goku's voices even.
Oh,
you're talking about?
I'm talking about the subtitles.
Right.
Shit. I'm talking about the fan dub.
No.
They do terrible.
Wait, I don't watch that. No, I
watched one episode.
Oh, I didn't even know that was
terrible.
That sounds stupid.
It is. Really,
I just read the subtitles and listen to the Japanese voices.
That's what I do.
The Weeknd's are my manga and anime sideshow. I got Dragon Ball Super on Saturday night, Sunday morning. Let's see.
Fairy Tale.
I got Fairy Tale Monday morning. In between, I usually watch like some type of anime. I think this week I'm doing shit. What's that one I started last night? Cause I fell asleep halfway through the first episode. Shit.
Was it a new anime?
Nah, it's not new. It's on Funimation. I can't fucking think of it.
Was it action or what?
Mm-mm. It's blah 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 blah. Shit. Anyway, it'll hit me in later. Cause I took a break from Fate Stay Night, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I heard of that. Yeah, I heard of that.
Took a break from that. I need to start off on Sword Art Online too.
I heard.
Yeah, Sword Art Online is cool.
I'm gonna start it tonight.
I need to watch one, cause that one is. Ooh.
Is that the very first one?
Yeah, Sword Art Online. Yeah. Yuri's heart will have you in tears.
Her heart?
No, there's just this character called Yui, and just the subject around her heart will have you in tears.
You cry?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It will have you in tears.
It's time to grill.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so how many seasons they have so far?
Let's see, there.
I think it's three.
Let me see, cause Sword Art Online. If you watch it on Netflix, yeah, Sword Art Online. That's just one season, 25 episodes. Then there's Sword Art Online 2, and I think that one has two seasons.
Oh, only two?
I think so.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I think it's only one season.
I think
they've been splitting it up every time there's something new. There's another. It's a season in its own.
And that's the shit I hate. Because they did that shit with Fairy Tail too. And I'm like, man, just fuck. It's Fairy Tail. We all know it's Fairy Tail. You ain't got to say Fairy Tail 2014. Because what happened about the episodes in 2015?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man.
I know another anime, Dura Dura. Have you ever watched that?
Haven't heard of it.
Oh, it's with the biker, female biker with the cat like helmet. Takes it off. She has no head.
Haven't heard of it.
I saw one episode of it, They just drive around really fast on like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was on Toonami.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know one. You gonna pick that up?
I will.
You gonna pick that up?
I will.
Okay. You gonna pick that up?
Tell you.
Yeah. See, you ain't that heartless to say it.
I am not, because she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
What? My phone was cut off. No, it's service cut off.
Oh, oh wait, so you with Cricket or?
Cricket.
Oh.
I didn't pay my bill yesterday.
No, okay.
Oh! Little preview of what's gonna happen tomorrow.
Toss, just toss, and you gonna go down with it. That's exactly what's gonna happen too.
You better rest up tonight. Take your little hyperbolic sleep in your chamber, like.
You might take a whole bowl of sensor beans. Tired. Look, here they go right here. Take them all.
Come on, Krillin. It's time for you to die.
Dude, I forgot to tell you. I was supposed to post this on Facebook and tag you guys in it. There was a guy who's like he's a scientist or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's legit building a real life sand pod.
The spaceship?
The spaceship, yeah. Like Vegeta and Nappa will be in. Mm-hmm. He's legit trying to build one.
He's got a concept, a model?
Yeah, he got a prototype right now. What? I'm going to tag you guys in the video.
I want to see it now.
I got to find it.
Bitch.
I just Google guy making sand pod.
There you go.
That works. Yeah, that works.
Well, my phone's cut off.
Oh, so now since I got the time to say it, recently Pokemon had their thing, one of their most recent tournaments, the Johto Classic. Oh my god, that was so fun.
Yeah, I didn't get to sign up.
That was so fun. Oh, I went on like a, let's see. I don't know why, but every time I enter these competitions, I always lose the first match.
It's tradition.
I'm not trying to make that my tradition. Shit. Lost the first one, then won, let's see, I won the next four. Lost the next two. Then I think I alternated wins back and forth until like the last two, and then I won those last two. Finished with a record of 14-8. But dude, it was so much fucking fun.
Was this double?
No, single. It was single, six on, well, not six on, you brought in six, it was 3-on-3. So of course you had motherfuckers out there running Machamp with no guard and dynamic punching everything in sight.
Yep, know about that. Sheer cold that hits.
Oh, you talking about from the
camp? God, a sheer cold. And what's the other one?
Fissure.
Now,
how you get hit with that two times in a row?
Incredible.
I have no idea.
Now, hold on. Are you sure they didn't use gravity or lock on?
No.
Yeah, you just bad luck.
Terrible. And that was a jab. Both of them.
And that might have been a cheat, but.
Could be. Cause I'm like, okay, Shirko missed the first time. Second time, Shirko hits. But what? How's this even possible? Are you serious?
30% chance of hitting, so.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Next battle, another jab. Okay, cool. Alright, not too bad. It's gonna be a good battle. Fisher right off the bat. Boom, hits on the first try. What?
Who used Fisher?
To be honest with you, I really don't remember.
Oh, shit. I had this battle in the Johto Classic. I brought in... Who was it? It was Scizor, Azumarill, and Kangaskhan. And the guy had a Machamp, a Nidoking, and a Quagsire. Oh. He used, it was, my Scizor went out first, then his, with his Machamp. His Machamp used Dynamic Punch. I got off a knockout, so I was able to knock off his, whatchamacallit. Then I kept getting confused. Fuck you watching.
No, I'm not recording you. It's a video.
A video of what?
It's recording.
No. Oh,
okay. I'll show you.
Okay. But anyway, watch. I get confused a couple of times. Then came out Azumarill. Azumarill was able to get off a belly drum. It hit Dynamic Punch. I was so pissed. But then I hit Play Rough, so I was happy. Like, yay.
Pearl Elf is like, what, 99?
Yeah, 90 base power, 90 accuracy.
Yeah.
So then came out that Nidoking. Oh. And this is the my Azumarill that didn't have Aqua Jet, so... Yeah, Sludge Wave on that bitch.
This is special?
Yeah, special type Nidoking.
Oh, okay.
So then I had my Kangaskhan out left, and Kangaskhan had to go up against the Quagsire and the Nidoking. I'm like, okay, fine. Fake out this Nidoking, then Sucker Punch and it's dead. That Quagsire was going to be a bitch because I probably knew that that thing was going to run Curse. Yes, it ran Curse. I was fucked up. Nidoking got, no, Kangaskhan got knocked down to one hit point.
You all right, man?
This dude just, this video is hilarious.
You sure you're not recording?
Nah, I ain't recording.
Okay.
No, I ain't recording.
Get kind of defensive, man.
But shit, that thing used Earthquake. I got knocked down to one hit point. I was like, yes. Now I just need the Sucker Punch to hit. Sucker Punch didn't hit because the motherfucker used Rest. And it already used two curses.
Attack and defense up.
So now I use Return. The first Return I used that hit, it got a critical hit and knocked all the way back down the other. Like, oh my god, yes, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. It used Sleep Talk. Then again, it used Rest.
You are one.
He just took a picture.
He's just rocking. No, that's a video.
Oh, okay.
In slow motion.
The second time I used Return, it didn't do that much damage. It woke up. I think he had overplayed it and tried to use Sleep Talk again. So I was like, okay, he fucked up. This is my chance. This is my chance. Sucker Punch. I got a critical hit. Knocked it out. Kangaskhan for the victory. And then turned around to my next battle and lost to a Venomoth.
I like Kangaskhan.
That Venomoth fucked the shit out of me, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Some bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Tinted Lens?
Compound. No, not Tinted Lens. Actually, no, I think it was Tinted.
Yeah, because you can't learn Compound Lens.
Didn't fucking matter. One quiver, look, Sleep Powder, one Quiver Dance, and it used Hurricane or Bug Buzz on me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't bring Scizor into this battle, so I was going to be fucked either way.
Yeah, I did not know he could learn Quiver Dance.
Ain't no... You can learn Quiver Dance?
Mm-hmm. Not Venomoth.
You sleeping, son?
I don't know. I gotta raise one up now.
No, please. I got one ready.
200. I think I have a problem.
You do.
I think I got all 100s right now, which is sad.
You the only one who I know still do that.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But anyway, thoughts on any parts of the Dragon Ball Super that you want to see going forward? Excluding a victory for Vegeta or something for Gohan, excluding those two.
Okay. I want three things to happen. I want to see Gohan come back.
I just said it.
All right. You don't get to express your opinion anymore.
You're done.
I knew it was going to get you guys. No, okay, real talk. I agree with Kenan said. I think it's time for a main villain. I agree. I think it'll pick up things in Dragon Ball Super. Really, that's pretty much tradition of what we grew up on. Like, there was Cell, Boo, Frieza, Androids, etc. Whatever.
I think it's time for that. I'm even kind of curious about what the main villain is going to be. Because right now, as we talked about before, we got two of the strongest people, the gods. So who is the villain going to be? Is he going to be another god or what?
I actually think we didn't grow up one.
What, main a different villain?
Yeah.
Main villain?
Because, I mean, we had one main villain that was different from all the rest, but after
Frieza?
Yeah, after Frieza, there's really just two main villains. Frieza for both the Saiyan saga and Planet Namek saga. And then we could say Cell was the main villain, but that was more so Dr. Gero.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying over from Dragon Ball.
True, yeah.
And then, of course, the Buu saga came in and fucked all that up. Yes, Kid Boo.
Yeah. No. Man, that was beautiful.
Whatever.
But, let's see. What else? What would I like to see different? I don't know. I'm kind of more just hold off on the tournaments for a little bit. I think if they did bring in the main villain, you have to bring in that one from Xenoverse. Demigra. That would kind of be interesting. To bring in keep out Beerus, but bring in Demigra and see what happens.
It would, but the story's already been told in the game.
So bring it to the screen, or change it up. Yeah. That's an issue. Or you could do Future Trunks again, because that's been rumored about.
Yeah, it's been rumored.
That's the new thing they're saying is going to happen.
Yeah, it's like two different ones now.
One with Black Goku?
Yeah.
Might want to change that name, but anyway.
Oh, maybe I dreamt this, but did they have a flashback or like a cameo of Aurelia?
Yeah, that happened!
I was gonna say, that's what you cared about. Yeah,
they yes.
brought her back.
Wow.
She had a little cameo. Aurelia came back! I'm happy now.
Yeah.
Well said.
She's all the way from Dragon Ball. She's
Dragon
a girl
Ball,
who
yeah.
beat up everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Aurelia!
Yeah, she had a little scene like. I don't know. I forget what they were doing, but they showed her. It's like, oh, and she still kind of looks the same.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So I don't know, but that happened. Yeah.
And I was happy
because I'm happy.
All right, don't sing. Did you just fart? Why'd y'all both blow at the same time though?
Because I was blowing for wait.
Never yeah, mind. That was about to be mad homosexual right there.
Did
she miss? Dang, Kobe.
Nah, Nobi.
Nobi.
Try again.
Nobi, no yet.
Oh, shit. Hey, got my bottle of water.
Oh, so they give these waters out every time you go in there?
And when you done.
All right.
No, this is the way he's spelled like.
When you done.
Inside joke, guys, that we won't be sharing.
Ooh. Give me that. Let me show you how to do it.
Give me that back. That's mine. It's tissue.
What?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. It's not. You know it's a regular. I think it's Matt's napkin.
No, it's not my napkin. I ain't use fucking napkin. Oh, I don't ever use napkin like that.
Damn.
This ain't mine. Mine's is in the trash can.
Well, fuck. I don't know. Look at that. No. Don't even.
You think you're Curry? You can just throw it up there?
Just put it up.
Attempt.
No.
Damn it. That was short.
Anyway, hold on. Let me wrap this shit up. So this has been another episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Thanks to Ryan for being on this one for a little wee bit.
Yay. I got some catching up to do. I've yet to see a single episode of Dragon Ball Super.
That's all good.
Oh! That's how we do it.
Boy.
Hey. Oh! That's just like a jumper on your face every game.
Oh!
Oh, y'all.
Nigga, you gonna get knocked the fuck back.
I'm gonna cross all of y'all wings to that corner.
Doing shit.
Okay.
All y'all.
Make sure you have your knee brace on tomorrow.
I will.
What do you need a knee brace for?
Actually,
you don't even need that.
I don't need it no more.
I was about to say, man, please. insulting anybody out here who needs knee braces.
Oh, that just rimmed out. I almost got you.
Tried to be quick with
it. Yeah, this was Ryan, a.k.a. the one-legged assassin.
Hold on, wait.
That was short.
No.
Is this off?
Damn it.
Huh?
Is this still going?
Yeah, it's still going. Let me wrap this shit up.
Quick!
Let's sign off.
Alright. So, yeah, y'all the niggas sign off.
Peace, love, and chicken grease to all the people in Cartoon some, you know, whatever podcast world.
What was that?
Goodbye, folks. I'm rolling over.
You suck.
And cut it off.
No one cares about you.
Perfect. That's how you end it right there.
Keep going short.
Nah, it hasn't ended yet. I need to make a little announcement. So the next couple of episodes of Cartoon Something, you know, whatever, will be about Steven Universe. I have pre-recorded some episodes for that. I might redo them. I might not. You'll see whatever the fuck we get it. And then the first weekend of July, we are going to Columbus for the Pokemon Nationals.
Wait, when is this?
This is the first week of July. The first weekend of July. July 1st and 3rd.
Shit, I ain't even getting no people ready. God damn it.
Nigga, you ain't even going to be battling.
I am going to be battling.
In a double Okay, hold on. In a double battle where you can use up to two legendaries that include Mewtwo, Groudon, Kyogre, Rayquaza, Giratina, Dialga, Palkia, Reshiram, Zekrom, Kyurem, Xerneas, Yveltal, and Zygarde.
Bitch. Yes.
Where'd it go? Yeah, you might want to get a team ready then.
Yeah.
That's what these international friendlies have been.
It's gone. Wait, is Arceus?
No. None of the mythical Pokemon that are being distributed, or Volcanion or Hoopa, are allowed.
Get that bottle.
But yeah, first weekend of July.
Masseuse bottle.
First, man. Second, and third, maybe. We will be there. We will be broadcasting. I will try to do this live. I don't know if it's actually going to work, but we're going to try anyway. So, yeah, there's that. Thank you for listening to this Carson.
I got my dick played with today.
No!
Oh, no, miss.
Oh, my
God.
You didn't get played with enough.
Oh, my God.
You want to tell that story? Oh,
my God. No. Okay. I'll cut on my knees, too.
Oh, man. Oh, I got my dick played with today.
Wow.
End it with that.
Right.
And that is the end of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast episode.
Rose casket.
Shit.